We're up to Perek Tezvav, Seif Tezvav, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the new print. We are on page Reish Ches. Today's shiur is sponsored by an anonymous donor, as a zchus v'hatzalah for all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and around the world. To help this shiur coming on a consistent basis, we need your support. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on Sponsor a Shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, at gmail.com. So we begin on page Reish Ches in the new print. Seif Tezvav. Gam begodim lachim eretuvim she'osar letloislam yivosh. Garments that we spoke about that they're moist or they're wet, and you're not allowed to hang them up to dry. You could nevertheless hang them in their regular location, as long as they're not near a source of heat. But if you have a rod, or it's an old-fashioned, have those strings, they pull the metal and the strings go across above the bathtub, you're not allowed to hang it on such a string. Because that's where you hang wet towels, that's where you hang wet clothing to dry. So in an area where you hang wet clothing on a regular basis, you may not hang it. Let's say you have garments hanging to dry already from before Shabbos. Right? You're not obligated to take them down before Shabbos, you can leave them up. Garments that are moist from water or any other type of liquid that's creating it. That when you feel it, it's enough to make another thing wet. Also, you may not move them. That's muktzah. Garment that's too wet to wear, it's when that point is that when you touch it, the other things that you know your hand will get wet enough that you can touch something else and make it wet. Gam im nirtav rak chiligram, even if the entire garment is not wet like this, even if only a part of the garment is so wet. Gzeira shema yavay l'seichtam. Chazal made a gzeira that such a garment is muktzah, lest you try to squeeze it out. Avamutal tatalim k'shem lachem. If it's just a little bit moist, that's permitted. Ula magevet retuva v'chei matlis retuva shlo ichbat lo im tiyeh retuva mutl tatlan hoylu v'ein regil m'sayim. Let's say you have a dish towel that you're drying, and it gets very wet, it's from a lot of stuff, or some other type of shmata that's meant to be wet. Such a thing doesn't become muktzah from being too wet, because such a thing is not the derech to squeeze out. Whereas regular garments that you wear, things that are not meant to be towels, they're not meant to be shmatas, that is us. Gam chitulim ubigde yelodim shenirtivu ideatinik mutul tatla. He says, so too, you know, you change a diaper of a baby, it tends to be very wet. Right? That's mutter to touch. Like a child's garments became wet, they had an accident, right? And now the pants or underwear is very wet. So you can't say, oh, it's muksa, I can't take the garment off my child. Now that is mutter to remove and to touch. If you dress, middle of page Reish Tes in the new print. Mi shenirtivu begodov. Someone's garments became wet. Hoylich behem af b'makim she'ein b'erev v'asol tafabat. So you're outside, it's pouring rain, your garments, your clothing becomes very wet. It's permitted for you to keep on walking, even though there's no erev, right, and you can't carry them. We're not worried that you're going to bend over and squeeze your pants. So too, if someone went out in the rain, got very wet, comes home, but he has nothing else to wear. So he's allowed to wear his wet garments if he has nothing else to wear. But you have to make sure not to shake off the water from them. You have to make sure not to stand or sit next to an oven or at some type of flame. In a place where the heat would reach Yad Seladizbay. Even if you don't have kavana to boil out the water, you just want it to get warm from the heat of the oven, right? It's also to stand there, if any, just like you can't put food or you can't put anything next to an oven that could reach your letters, but so too, if this garment, the water in this garment has the ability to reach your letters, but you cannot stand or sit next to such a stove. So if you test, kvasim shetola oisam leyivush mebeidyoim, garments which you hung, laundry, you did the laundry on Erev Shabbos, or maybe even Thursday, whenever you did the laundry, and you hung the laundry on the line before Shabbos. Mutter laharidam, it's permitted to take them down on Shabbos, rak in b'shas knisas ha-Shabbos, only after time that Shabbos came in, or yachag, or Yom Tov came in, hayu yaveshim or lachem. They were dry or only moist, which means they weren't too wet like we spoke about earlier in the shear of wetness in Sif Yud Zayin. As long as they weren't that shear when Shabbos began, it's mutter to touch them on Shabbos. Right? The Imloikein, he says in Sif Koton Samach Gimel, the Imloikein have a osel tatlum ben ashmoshes. Because if it's the point where it was muktzeh to touch them ben ashmoshes, we have a rule. Migud iskatsoi ben ashmoshes, iskatsoi nami lukula yoyma. Something that was muktzeh at the time that Shabbos began is muktzeh ben ashmoshes. Anything that's muktzeh during Ben Hashmoshes is muktzeh the entire Shabbos. Then he points out, Vishamati, this is the top line in the Ha'orus on the bottom on page Reishut. Vishamati mehagoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman oirebach zatzat. Because I heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman, Shadivrei ha-mishneh brurah l'chayre tzarechiyin, Sharei mefurish mogen avram debegadim retuvim ru'uim l'levisha v'loi chashivi muktzeh. Shem Zalman asked, why did the Mishnah Berurah pass him like this? Magen Avraham is mashma, it says in Feirush, that wet garments that are ready to wear are not considered muktzah. The main layal begadim retuvim loiv shem mitchil. And like we saw even earlier, the psak that if it's the only thing you have, you could wear it. So even though you have something else now, it shouldn't make a muktzah. And therefore, he says from Tilo David that if the reason why you're touching the garments is to wear them, not just to move them around or to put them somewhere, that it's permitted on Shabbos. And it's not going to be muktzeh. That he take it and wear it. It says, so he says that Hashem Zalman Lemaisa, even though he in the top he seems to have paskin like the standard psak of Mishabura, the bottom he does bring from Hashem Zalman that if it's dried in Gansin, and especially if it's a garment that you need and you need to wear for Shabbos, it is permitted to do so. Back to the top. The top line on page Rashid, I will beg it a osri chaybis and thedi, mekim shemutal tlois alibis Shabbos. So the garment that's fully polyester, plastic raincoat or something like that, it's permitted to hang to dry on Shabbos because you don't have to worry, you're going to be seichedet. But the gam lahiridoi lukishin is yaveh, such a thing you could take down when it dries. Gam ha'yirotov b'shas k'nitzis ha'shabbos e'chak. So even according to the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a fully synthetic garment, one may on Shabbos use that garment or take down that garment from hanging, even if it was wet, very wet, when Shabbos began. Si'if Chof. Big day tinoikos. Toddler's clothing. Emein lo yacherim mutl arida memakim yivusham ulishtamish behem b'Shabbos v'chag gan mo yirtuvim k'nizayim. Children, toddlers, very young children that soil their garments. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have disposable diapers, and so it's less likely, but accidents happen, obviously. And people, unfortunately, could not afford to have enough sets of clothing. And they did the laundry on Friday from something. It wasn't dry before Shabbos, and they have no other clothing for their child. So it's permitted, Imein Le'acherim, Kul Ami says, to take down the garments and to use them on Shabbos for a baby, even if when they or a toddler, even if when Shabbos began, they were still very wet. Si'if Chof Aleph. Kvasim shem mutter lahirida min achevel. Garments that are permitted to take down from this rope that's hanging on Shabbos, like we spoke about before. Hainu afilum ein b'daiti l'shtamish b'moy b'Shabbos. Is even if your intention is not to wear them on Shabbos, el shekol kavanosi hi shageshem sh'olu l'redes lo yarte v'sam. So this is talking about an outdoor line, right? In the old-fashioned days, and they still you can see it in Eretz Yisrael, someplace in America, where people have a line, a string that comes out of a window, they lean out, right? And they hang their garments. They have these racks that have strings on them that people leave outside. So let's say Shabbos began, you didn't take the garments off. Right now, you realize, oops, it's about to pour. It's going to soak your garments. So you want to take them off. She says, it's permitted to take them off. You can wear them right after Shabbos. It's not a problem. So it's permitted. Any garment that you're allowed to take off the ropes, which means we said it's machlegis and regular wet garments, Shem Zalman seems to be lenient, Shmur Asers, right? And the tapi seems to be machmir. But any garment that is permitted to take down, which we would not consider muktzah, you may take down, even if you're only taking it down not to wear it on Shabbos, and you're only taking it down to make sure that it doesn't get wetter, further wetness, or whatever you want to call it, from, or soaked, from rain that's going to rain. So the clips that you hold the garments with, these clips that you take them off are, right, the clothespins, right, so they have din of a klisha malachte l'isse. But umlutut mutl tatla mutzerach gufam shalama hadokim k'day l'shtamashem k'gayin l'flias k'voshim mutl t'laysim. But therefore tzerach gufam, to use them to hang clothing that's permitted to hang, or to take them down when you're taking it down, it's permitted. Ulutzerach m'kayim k'gayin k'asher hu merid b'shabbos. You're right, so whether you're hanging garments that's permitted to hang, or you're removing garments that are permitted to remove, now you have the clips, you're allowed to put the clips away, you're allowed to use the clips. So whereas, because they're clips that are meant to hang laundry, and your clothespins, and you can't use a clothespin on Shabbos for its actual malach of hanging clothing, because we said you're not allowed to hang clothing. But so therefore it's considered klishim lachtel isser. So, to use them to hang clothing that's permitted, or to take them down, or to put them away. So that is permitted on Shabbos. I'll stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored by an anonymous donor. This is chus for all of Klal Yisrael during these troubling times. And to please help sponsor this shiur to keep it coming on a consistent basis. To do so, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or click on sponsor a shiur. Sponsor podcast, whatever it says there, or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com. Thank you.